Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at Relevant Radio.
Hello, I'm Father Brian Belongi. It's noon central. I invite you to stand and we'll begin by praying the Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived
of
the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was doomed by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us on the Relevant Radio or watching by means of our app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm Father Brian Belongi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. God sent his Son, born of a woman, so that we might receive adoption as children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who adorn the priest St. Raymond with the virtue of outstanding mercy and compassion for sinners and for captives, grant us, through his intercession, that released from slavery to sin, we may carry out in freedom of spirit what is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the letter of St. John. Beloved, we have this confidence in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked him for is ours. If anyone sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. We know that one begotten by God sins. No one begotten by God sins, but the one begotten by God he protects, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Children, be on your guard against idols. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in festive dance. Let them praise him to the timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding feast in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn it out knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one, but you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we prepare to celebrate the feast of the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord and also the baptism of the Lord, I reflect on life. As I still continue to reflect on the funeral from Benedict XVI, I was reminded of some very, very powerful and important truths. One, the only way that we come into this world is through our mother's womb. And the only way that we go out of this world is to be placed in a tomb. I was struck by the funeral and just the kind of the simplicity and starkness of the vigil and the time, the period of wake for Pope Benedict XVI, when everyone was filing by there and they were walking by and the Pope Emeritus was laying there in state, all in his regalia. But there's one thing that did not happen is he was not embalmed, which means the people literally saw someone who had lived a few hours earlier who said, "Jesus, I love you." And then his breath was taken away from him, and there lies the mortal remains. That body was literally, if you want to think about it, decomposing as people were looking at him. And we're all going to be born into this world with all sorts of opportunities, all sorts of opportunities to serve the Lord, to grow in the love of the Lord. And how do we know that when we're born, then we're baptized, where the Lord is going to lead us, or where we're going to be led, or how we're going to affect the people of God? I suppose from when we're really young, we don't really know, but we grow and we discern our calls. But the gift of life is given to us at a particular time, in a particular day, in a particular hour, to serve right now. And that is what we're called to do. And when it's time for us to go home to the Lord, and we also, as the Pope, lay in state for our funerals, really the only thing that's going to matter is what the Lord Jesus Christ sees in us. Did we become that work of art that had been forming in us our entire life so that Jesus showers his divinity on us and raises us up to everlasting life? And we go out differently than when we come in. We come into the world excited, we leave, and everything there is taken away. Our life breath, all our possessions, everything is simply taken away from us. Or is it? Do we give it away? Do we give it away for the glory of God? And that's what we are called to do in service, is to take our life, use our gifts, our talents, the grace we're giving, and essentially give it away until nothing is left but the very love of God itself. In peace and in faith, we turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers and petitions. We pray today for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for our bishops, and for all the people of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who serve in public office, that they may always seek to promote the dignity of human life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all families and for children, especially those who are experiencing trouble or turmoils. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the sick and the suffering, especially those suffering through no fault of their own and bearing crosses. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who are dying and all those who will die today. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those prayers that we hold in our hearts and for all those for whom we have promised to pray. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray especially for all those who have died, for the repose of their souls, and for all the souls of the faithful departed. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your good and loving, you know our needs before we ask. We humbly place our prayers before you, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, we come to share in the divinity of Christ, to humble himself, to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash away, O Lord, my iniquities, and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through him the holy exchange that restores our life has shone forth today in splendor. When our frailty is assumed by your word, not only does human mortality receive unending honor, but by this wonderful union we too are made eternal. And so in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Raymond and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, be eternally up to us.
Lamb of God,
behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy
that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. From his fullness we have all received the grace upon grace. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with purity, humility, and devotion, with your most holy mother received you, with the spirit of fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. May your people, O Lord, whom you guide and sustain in many ways, experience both now and in the future the remedies which you bestow, that with the needed solace of things that pass away, they may strive with ever-deepened trust for things eternal, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us at Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us tomorrow at noon central again. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark and the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bow down for the blessing. May the God of infinite goodness, who by the incarnation of his Son has driven darkness from the world, and by the glorious birth that has illumined the most holy day, drive far from you the darkness of vice and illumine your hearts with the light of virtue. Amen. May God, who willed that the great joy of his Son's saving birth be announced to shepherds by the angel, fill your minds with the gladness he gives and make you heralds of his gospel. May God, who by the incarnation brought together the earthly and heavenly realm, fill you with the gifts of his peace and favor and make you sharers with the church in heaven.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
And go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
And we pray the prayer to Saint Michael. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And let us pray also for the soul of Benedict XVI. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord.
And let perpetual light shine upon him.
May he rest in peace.
Amen.
May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. The prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, or nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at Relevant Radio.